Hi there, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura, and I'm so ready for day two's fun facts.
Really?
Yeah, because I love day ones.
Okay, but day one, of course, you'll all remember was about cartoon characters and the strange clothes that they wear. Well, the question is, why don't they wear clothes everywhere? Many of them only wear one piece of clothing.
Right.
And we found out it's because they don't want to hide what kind of animals they are.
That's a good idea, actually. The more I think about it, the more I agree with
that. So did you like it because it was about cartoons or it was about cartoons wearing little clothing?
Both.
I
like it when it's a kind of like question that have to do with cute stuff.
Okay.
What about day twos? Are we going to talk about something cute, something funny, or
is Bill Gates cute?
No.
Is IBM a cute company?
Oh no.
Yeah, it's about computers.
I don't.
It's about like real hardcore computers.
Hey,
it's going to be fun.
Expert.
Well, you know what? It might not be fun. It might not be cute. It might not be super kawaii, but it's going to make you smarter. Isn't that exciting?
I'm already smart enough.
It's going to make you this much smarter.
Okay, well, let's take a look at today's article.
All right, let's look at today's article. It's all about computers. And a little bit about how they've changed over the years.
That could be interesting.
Read along.
Reading. Fun facts. You just got a brand new computer, and you can't wait to set it up. While you're doing this, you see that it has a number of drives, starting with the C drive. After that, you have drives D, E, and F. Where are drives A and B, though? A. They aren't typically included on modern computers. B. You need a special code to access them. C. They are actually within the C and D drives. You're correct if you guessed A. A and B drives, which started being included on computers in 1971, were originally reserved for floppy disks. Before CDs were invented, floppy disks were used to download software on computers. They were much larger than CDs at first and couldn't hold as much data. By the time the 90s rolled around, however, CDs were becoming more popular. These days, floppy disks are considered dead technology, which means they are no longer commonly used. As this is the case, it is rare to see a modern computer with an A or B drive.
All right, so our article begins with a bit of a question. It's sort of a situation that you could imagine yourselves in. It reads, you just got a brand new computer. All right, that's exciting. And you can't wait to set it up. Of course, when we get something kind of big and special and maybe a little expensive like that, and when it's brand new, we often can't wait to set it up or to use it for the first time. In this case, what we're getting brand new is a computer. And we know it's new because it's not just new, it's brand new.
Okay, I'm not very excited.
I'm ready to be angry.
Okay, so like, this doesn't sound like
me. It's not the same as my old computer. What's going on?
Okay, that's true. Sometimes you can get frustrated with new stuff.
Where's my iTunes?
Okay, so 你刚买了一台全新的电脑，而且呢，你迫不及待的想要赶快怎么样 set it up。赶快就是架设好这个电脑。那我们知道这个电脑是全新的，全新的英文我们就可以用 brand new 这个形容词来表示全新的、崭新的。那其实 brand 其中的 brand 有还有品牌或是商标这样的意思哦。OK， 那我要怎么造句 ？So for example, I could say something like she bought a brand new car.、OK, or maybe I could even talk about they have a brand new baby.
A brand new baby. They just got it from the store?
No, or the stork.
They just brought it home from the hospital. So, you know, you could say, oh yeah, this is a new car. I bought it 3 months ago. And that would be fine. You could say it's a new car. But if someone said, hey, come over and see my brand new car, I would expect that they only got it like today or yesterday
That's
or in a
true.
Very, very short time ago. So it just shows that using brand new, it just shows that it's a little bit extra more new. It's a little bit
nice.
Less time that they've had this thing.
Okay. Okay, so brand new computers,
brand
they
new
can
computer.
Be tricky.
They can be.
Sometimes you can get frustrated if you don't
yes.
know how to use a new gadget.
That's true, all right. And often when you're using the computer, you kind of have to go into the drive or my computer on Windows and, you know, work around with the hardware, the disk drives and the cards and the monitor and the printer and the
Wi-Fi
and the modem.
You're getting me angry already.
And 我真的现在超想发脾气。So while you're doing this, while you're setting up or getting your brand new computer to work the way you like it to, while you're doing this, you see that it has a number of drives, starting with the C drive, or the C colon, those two dots, drive. And yes, if you're using Windows, this would be up in My Computer.
Okay, 所以当你在驾车的时候呢，那通常我跟 Mike 感觉这时候脾气可能要暴怒了。OK， 因为我们可能会遇到一些电脑，产生一些电脑问题。但是如果你是一个正常人，就是像我们今天的文章提到说，你就会看到一些磁碟机。那通常我们会看到从 C 槽开始 ，C drive。OK， 这里的 drive 的意思就有磁碟机这样子的意思。So there's the C drive.
Yep. And after that, you have drives D, E, and F, and maybe G, and maybe H. The C drive is usually the hard drive, the memory of your computer, where all the programs will go. And then D, E, F, that could be your CD-ROM, or the USB that you plug in, right? With the things you can move around and take with you. But the C is usually the main one, right?
Okay.
C,
and
D,
I don't know, for some reason,
F.
I think D, you can put a lot of stuff there.
Often people use D for like pictures and music.
Yes.
Yeah. The C is usually for the things that make your computer work, the important things that you won't really touch.
重要的东西就在 C 槽，然后 D 可能就是照片啦、音乐啦等等，还有 E 跟 F 槽就可能是 USB 的孔之类的。Okay, but here's our question.
Here's our question. You know, it starts at C, then goes D, E, F. All right, but here's the question: where are drives A and B though?
Huh? That's true.
It's true. Even if you look at the top corner, the first one there is C. There's not even an A and B anywhere in there. So where did A and B go? If it's going D, E, F, G, that's the alphabet, everybody. But you probably know that the alphabet does not start at C. It starts at A, and then it goes to B, and then we get to C. So what happened to A and B?
真的耶，这个问题问得超好的。但是我们都知道，我们有看到 C 槽、D 槽、E 槽、F 槽，但是 A 槽跟 B 槽呢？到底是怎么样 ？Okay, so what are our hints? Our three choices.
Well, our three choices, the three possible answers to this weird question, but a good question. A is they aren't typically included on modern computers. So it's a question of how new is your computer. If it's a modern or a very new computer from, you know, this year or the last few years, it's not typically or it's not normally.Included in there. But if you found an old computer, yeah, maybe you would.
真的
假的?
Possibly. I don't
why?
Know.
Why would you get rid of A and B?
I know. So, 我们来看一下 A 可能是这个选项吗?他们一般来说不会在现今就是 modern computers 的电脑里面。所以可能在以前古老的电脑我们是有 A 跟 B 槽就是这个可能性的答案在告诉我们。Typically, 就是典型的一般来说 normally, 这样的意思。
Usually.
Commonly.Okay, so
regularly.
I'm not going to go for A. What about B? What does B say?
Well, B says you need a special code to access them. So basically they're saying they're there, but you need a special like a PIN or a password or something like that to get to them. But it's your computer.
Why are you making it so complicated?
That's right. And often your computer might ask you, do you want to use a code? Right? So your brother can't like get on your computer
password.
And read stuff. But they often ask you that. I don't think I've ever been asked about A and B.
I know.
They're just not there.
所以 B 听起来好像也有点怪怪的。他说你需要一个特殊的代码才能读取到 A 槽跟 B 槽。其中的 code 当然就是 代码啦或是代号啦它有密码的意思哦 secret codes、嗯、OK 那我们通常会看到什么 area code OK、嗯、就是你住在哪个地区的一个号码 OK access OK 这里的 access 就是怎么样进入的比如说你用电脑里面的一个权利或是使用电脑这样的意思 OK I'm not gonna go for B as well because yeah I've never been asked for like you know codes or whatever
yeah that is a little strange、okay. we have one more though let's check out C before we make our final decision C says they are actually within the C and D drive so the A and B are there but it's like they're hiding in the C and D drives
that could be it 是不是这个答案呢 C 他们其实在 C 槽跟 D 槽之中对啊但是为什么 why
All right, they're actually within the C and D drives. That's what it just said. Actually, this adverb is basically giving us a little bit more information or information that is a little bit more true, a little bit more precise, a little bit more accurate. For example, oh, I love Italian food. Actually, my favorite restaurant is an Italian restaurant. So not only do I love Italian food, my favorite restaurant is Italian. And this is a little bit more accurate, a little bit more true, a little bit of extra information that gives you more fact. So yes, the drives are there. Actually, they're hiding in C and D. Or we could say something like, he may look 30, but he's actually 45. He's truly 45. Kind of surprising, but it's more accurate. It's more true.
Actually, 其实是用来强调一个事实。实际上，事实上什么什么。So for example, it turns out that one of the children I thought was a girl was actually a boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he had long hair. So it's a little strange to see a boy.
But, you know, like with babies, you can never really tell if they're a boy or a girl.
Oh, sure, if it's a baby.
Yeah,
it's really hard to tell. Anyway, so there we go. There are three choices. Now let's find out the answer. It says you're correct if you guessed A.
What?
It's a thing that was on old computers, but it's not on new computers.
I wasn't going to go for any of these answers.
They all seem to have a little problem with them, but in fact, A is the correct answer. Yeah, let's move on and read more.
Okay.
It says A and B drives, the ones that are missing today, A and B drives, which started being included on computers in 1971, a long time ago, were originally reserved for floppy disks.
Do you remember floppy disks?
They're not used now, so they got rid of... But why did they get rid of the A and B? Why not just get rid of the disks and keep the letters? Computer people are weird.
Okay, so A 槽跟 B 槽是在哇好久以前，1971年，你们都还没出生哦，开始纳入在电脑里。那起初他们是专门留给磁碟片用的。So originally 就是起初原先的这样子意思，它是一个副词。那 original 则是它的形容词，就是最初的啦，原本的是什么 ？So for example, I could say something like the building was originally a school.
In the first case, in the first situation, it was a school. In the first case, in the first example of computers, way back in 1971, they did have these drives, A and B, but they were reserved, we saw there, for floppy disks. When something is reserved, it's kept aside, it's protected for a special use. For example, we might reserve a table in a restaurant when we want to go there. We'll say, we'll eat there at 7 o'clock on Saturday. Keep the table, protect the table. Don't let anyone use the table. In the same way, you might reserve some space in your school bag to carry a bottle of water. You don't want to put too much stuff in your bag because you won't have room for something. You need a space for your water, just as old computers needed a space for these floppy disks, but they don't anymore.
Okay, 我们来看一下 reserve 在本课有保留的意思。像是我们在想到停车场，我们通常会看到 a reserved parking space.
Ah, that's fine, you can't use it.
Yeah, 不能用哦。Okay,、
Perfect.
And of course, Mike mentioned reserve 还可以当作 book, 就是预定的意思来用。For example, do you have to reserve tickets in advance?
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sure. And if you're going on holiday, you'll reserve a hotel room or reserve a seat on an airplane, bus, or train. domain, something like that, so that when you want to use it, it's there, it's waiting for you.
Okay, so let's find out more about floppy disks. So in case you guys are wondering, going, what are floppy disks? Or they're very young audiences.
That's a good point. Okay. We don't use floppy disks anymore. In
fact,
we barely use the newest thing, which would be a CD-ROM or a DVD. You know, those aren't used anymore. So let's keep going down and see what the article says next.
It says, before CDs were invented, floppy disks were used to download software on computers.
It's true. They
were. So CD 发明之前呢，其实 floppy disks 大家可能不知道是什么的哦，就是磁碟机是被用来怎么样下载电脑上的软体。And here we see the word download, 就是下载东西。You can download pictures, music, videos, blah blah blah. Upload is the opposite, 就是上传什么资料。Okay, and software, of course, you guys should know this word, 就是软体的意思啦。
That's right. Programs for your computer or software. If you download it, you take the information off the internet. If you upload it, you put it onto the internet.
Yep.
But before the internet, you couldn't just download software. You had to buy it in a box, and it came in floppy disks. The first ones were like this big.
No.
They were huge.
I thought they were only like this.
And then they got down to like this big, the quarter inch. And then there was the three quarter, and they were about that big.And then they came out with CD. I remember buying a computer game in the 90s. It came with 8 floppy disks. And then like a year later, 1 CD. So that's how good CDs were. That's why everyone, yay! And that's why floppy disks sort of disappeared, because you needed so many to get a little bit of information into your computer. And as the article says, they were much larger than CDs at first, and they couldn't hold as much data. That's why we needed so many of them. It was a pain. Insert disk number 6. You're like, oh, what's that? You know, 4 hours later. Oh, it's terrible.
I know, they take forever to read them, right?
Terrible.
Okay, so 磁碟机一开始比 CD 它的 size 是大许多，而且呢，其实它无法容纳太多资料。其中的 hold 就是有容纳的意思，而Data 就是有资料、数据这样的意思。Okay, so that's why it's like floppy disk. We don't see them anymore.
That's right. Everything on computers has gotten faster and smaller. It's one of the best things about technology. So, by the time the 90s rolled around, 20 years after floppy disks were first used, by the time the 90s rolled around, however, CDs were becoming more popular. Then they came out with DVDs, which were basically the same thing, just with more information on there. So who would go back to these CDs? And yes, by the time the 2010s, I guess, rolled around, now we don't even buy CDs, right? You just buy a code and then download your software from the computer, I mean, from the internet. So that's another way of doing it. And rolled around, I think, is a shortcut for you.
That's right. So let's take a look.
Let's do that.
Shortcut for you.
Ooh, what are you writing?
I'm making a list of all my friends' birthdays and writing ideas for what gifts I'll get them.
Very smart. So you'll be ready when my birthday rolls around, right?
Huh, for your birthday, you want people to roll you around?
Not at all. I'd get dizzy. When something happens at the same time every year, we can say that it rolls around, as if the year is a circle.
Oh, I get it. So roll around means 时刻或事件到来来临。
That's right. Now, what are you gonna get me?
I can't tell you right now.
All right, so the article continues and says, these days, or when we're living now, floppy disks are considered dead technology, which means they are no longer commonly used. Yes, technology moves, it progresses, it goes forward, it never stops, and sometimes we end up with dead technology. technology. Well, technology is basically just modern machines, modern things that we have, all right? Technology using the cloud or technology using drones or computers is modern technology. Smartphones are modern technology. Dead technology, things that we don't use anymore. Remember VHS videotapes that you used to rent at Blockbuster Video and put into your machine? Who has a VCR? Who watches videotapes on those big plastic things anymore? No one! It's dead technology.
Bye.
These are machines we just don't use anymore.
Okay, 那如今现在 these days, 磁碟片呢就已经被视为是 dead technology, like that. That's why it's dead. Okay, 过时的科技。所以这意味着磁碟片不再被大众使用。Okay, 这里呢我们有看到 technology 这个字就是有科技的意思啦。Okay, 那 dead technology 就是过时的科技。It reminds me of like Latin, it's a dead language. People don't speak Latin anymore.
No.
所以过时的我们就可以用 dead 来表示不是真的死掉那个意思。And this word technology, we can normally use it with an adjective or a noun.
Yeah.
For example, I could talk about new or modern technology.
Sure.
Or the latest technology.
Sure.
Or even medical technology.
Medical technology,
right.
Space technology,
yeah.
Communication technology, all
so
sorts of technology.
High tech.
And we can also talk about ancient technology,
oh.
The things the Romans invented, which are, you know, not so amazing now, but back then, that was amazing stuff.
I
It was
know.
Very modern thousands of years ago. It's ancient technology.
Okay, and no longer, 就是不再怎么样子的意思。For example, I can no longer afford the car.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
不再可以。Okay, let's continue reading.
All right, so as this is the case, it says, as the floppy disk
right?
is dead technology, as this is the case, or as this is true, it is rare to see a modern computer with an A or B drive. That's interesting.
Ah.
So they just got rid of them. I guess they figured, well, we have C to Z. We don't really need to save letters. Let's just drop the A and the B. And hey, if you want to have an old computer, and you know, if you like want to play really old video games, I guess you can probably still find a floppy disk and put it on your A drive. I don't know why you'd want to. But, you know, I mean,
some
people like, you know, listening to records, right? Sometimes that old technology
that I get it.
Is kind of cool. And, you know, the people who
Not
love the history, I don't know why you'd want to play it, but it could be funny.
Okay, so as this is the case, 就是也因为如此。要在现在的电脑看到 A 槽 B 槽是非常 rare 就是非常稀有的罕见的这样的意思 so uncommon so we can talk about rare diseases for example
we could I don't know why we'd want to
No.
something rare is something that is very hard to find it's not common it's not something that you would see everywhere like a rare disease a rare plant a rare bird something like that or rare technology that we just don't see much around.
True. Okay, now let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so we've been talking about technology, specifically computers. We know that computers today don't use floppy disks, but of course computers today are more important in our lives than ever. So our chat question is, what do you mostly use computers for and why?
Working. Writing my scripts, like the ones we're doing right now.
That's one way.
I don't really play computer games, though.
No?
Not a big fan.
No?
But, watching funny videos online.
Okay, yeah. You can go onto your favorite websites like YouTube or other places.
Watching
TV videos.
Series.
Communicating, right? Writing emails or using your computer to Skype call and Facebook people. Things like that. I play a few games, but I don't play as many as I used to. But, you know, when I get a new computer, I'm often interested in playing some games. So that's another fun thing. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Do you use your computer a lot more than you used to? Or do you think you'll use it more in the future? How about compared to your parents or older people or younger people? Do you use it more or less than them? And in what ways? A lot of things to talk about there. Have a chat about your computer. What do you use it for? Why? And we'll see. see you back here online, live, on the internet, from the cloud, but probably not from a floppy
disk.
Maybe
they're using the computer to watch us now.
I think they probably might be. But do you think they're on a floppy, we're on a floppy disk?
No, I don't want to be on one.
You'd need 14 floppy disks to watch this one little program.
That's true.
So old. All right, guys, bye-bye. Take care, and we'll see you in the future.
Fun facts. You just got a brand new computer, and you can't wait to set it up. While you're doing this, you see that it has a number of drives, starting with the C drive. After that, you have drives D, E, and F. Where are drives A and B, though? A. They aren't typically included on modern computers. B. You need a special code to access them. C. They are actually within the C and D drives. You're correct if you guessed A. A and B drives, which started being included on computers in 1971, were originally reserved for floppy disks. Before CDs were invented, floppy disks were used to download software on computers. They were much larger than CDs at first and couldn't hold as much data. By the time the 90s rolled around, however, CDs were becoming more popular. These days, floppy disks are considered dead technology, which means they are no longer commonly used. As this is the case, it is rare to see a modern computer with an A or B drive.
Vocabulary review.
Brand new. Corey couldn't wait to show off his brand new running shoes at school. Actually. Killer whales are called whales, but actually, they are a kind of dolphin. Originally. Ms. Johnson was originally a librarian before she became an English teacher. Reserve. This parking space is reserved for the owner of the company. Technology. Thanks to technology, we can have video conversations with people on the other side of the world. Rare. It's rare for me to get up so early on weekends. I usually prefer to sleep in.